This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for the Farm Show for Thursday, August 6th. This is John Michael Marty. The RFA is offering free fuel again to motorists at the Sturgis Rally. Continuing its four-year tradition, the Renewable Fuels Association will be on hand to provide free E10 fill-ups for bikers during the annual motorcycle rally held in Sturgis, South Dakota. The RFA event, called Free Fuel Happy Hours, kicked off on Sunday, August 2nd, at the Buffalo Chip Campground and will continue through today. Rob Woody Woodruff, who owns the campground, was, as always, the first cyclist in line for Sunday's event. As he was filling his motorcycle's engine with the free E10, Woodruff remarked that ethanol is his fuel of choice. He said, "I was unaware of ethanol, and then I bought my 99 low rider and took it to the gas station. It was a farmer's co-op, and the guy says, you should use this ethanol. It's better for the economy, and it's better for the environment. I said, okay, fill it up, and so since 1999, I've used nothing but ethanol." This year marks the 75th anniversary of the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, and it's the 34th anniversary of the Buffalo Chip Campground. Cyclists were able to fill up their bikes from 1 to 4 each day, and Robert White, RFA's Vice President of Industry Relations, was on hand to answer questions and to dispel myths surrounding ethanol use in motorcycles. White said that the American Motorcyclist Association has gone to great lengths to create confusion among cyclists regarding ethanol. White noted that E10 has been approved for use in motorcycles for many years. Instead of engaging in scare tactics, RFA has decided to take a more measured approach and to educate riders about ethanol. White said, "I'm not only an ethanol supporter, but I'm also a cyclist. The Sturgis Rally provides an excellent backdrop for reaching out to and educating the motorcycling community about the benefits of ethanol." The Renewable Fuels Association announced that it will partner with the Sangamon Valley Local Emergency Planning Committee, as well as the Springfield and Taylorville Fire Departments in Illinois, to hold two free ethanol safety seminars on Monday, August 10th. The first seminar is only open to Springfield hazmat personnel at the Springfield Fire Department Monday morning, but the second seminar is open to the public and will be held from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Taylorville Fire Department in Taylorville. So that Monday night from 6 to 10 at the Taylorville Fire Department in Taylorville, open to the public. The seminars, which RFA has co-sponsored since 2010, are designed to educate first responders, hazmat teams, safety managers, and local emergency planning committees on proper ethanol emergency response training techniques that they can immediately put to use in the field and pass along to other first response teams. Seminar materials are largely based on the Training Guide to Ethanol Emergency Response, which was created by the EERC, or the Ethanol Emergency Response Coalition. They've been distributed throughout the United States and several countries worldwide. Ethanol is the number one fuel commodity transported by rail in our district each year. That from David Butt, chairman of the Sangamon Valley LEPC. "We want to be certain that on those rare occasions that our men and women are called on to respond to ethanol emergencies, they're fully prepared to tackle the challenges that come with them, provided this training is part of our committee's effort to ensure that they are." Mike Cruz, chief of the Taylorville Fire Department, says, "We're happy to be able to help provide this training to those responsible for the safety of our community." Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack declared August 2nd through the 8th as National Farmers Market Week. That is this week and going on. Farmers Market Week is a great opportunity for farmers markets across the country to host special events to showcase all the tremendous services they provide. Farmers markets play a key role in developing local and regional food systems that support farmers and help grow rural economies. So if you see a farmer's market this week, go hug one of those people at one of those booths. Buy some vine-ripened tomatoes or some nice cucumbers. Here's four events coming up that you may want to mark your calendar for, some close, some a little further away. Wednesday, August 12th, just about a week away, is the Solutions at Work Field Day, sponsored by M&M Service Company, going on at 1600 Historic Old Route 66 North in Litchfield. You can register at 8:30. They'll have plot tours from 9 to 11. And 11 o'clock, guest speaker Dr. Fred Below from the U of I. He'll be discussing what it takes to produce 100 bushel to the acre soybeans. And you can RSVP by calling 217-324-2524. 217-324-2524. You got to do it today. And Agronomy Day 2015 at the U of I coming up at August 20th from 7 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. It's International Agronomy Day. And the U of I Department of Crop Sciences is hosting the 59th annual Agronomy Day at the Crop Sciences Research and Education Center in Urbana. Field tours start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Researchers will discuss a variety of topics, including insect management, crop production, weed control, corn and soybean genetics, plant diseases, farm economics, and everything you'd expect to be talked about on Agronomy Day. 1,000 people expected to attend, so you might want to get your reservation in. August 20th is the day, and you can go to the Agronomy Day website or Facebook. It's Crops CI, CROPSCI.illinois.edu. CROPSCI.illinois.edu is the website to make your reservation. Amber Adams is the key person there. Illinois wheat farmers and processors can attend the Illinois Wheat Association's annual Illinois Wheat Forum. That'll be held Tuesday, August 25th at the Casey Hall in Highland. That's August 25th, the Illinois Wheat Association's annual Illinois Wheat Forum. You can go to the website, which is illinoiswheat.org, or call Diane Handley, the Illinois Wheat Association Executive Director. Her number is 309-557-3662. And also, again, the website is www.illinoiswheat.org. And registration is on site that day and begins at 8 in the morning. Sessions start at 9. The forum will include at 2:40, and it also includes lunch. And finally, if you register by next Monday, you can get in on the 11th annual IPPA Pork Chop Open, August 31st, at the Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. Registration from 10:30 to 11:45, but you better call and make a reservation because it is a first-come, first-served basis, and they're limiting it to 36 groups of four. So you can register by yourself or register a team of four. It's $125 a person. That includes lunch and driving range and golf and cart and dinner and drinks and the whole deal. There's a $10,000 hole-in-one cash prize on a designated hole as well. August 31st at Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. Those are several events coming up yet this month. So maybe you can take advantage of some of those. Hope things are looking good in the field for you. That's our farm show for today. This is John Michael Marty.